yellow, so you're patriotic, but you're not racist and you're Nazis. Like, why are you standing together in the same area? It doesn't make any sense. The whole thing is insanity. Oh, wait, you're anarchists.
A lot of
you want to talk?
Common ground.
Nice of you to talk. I appreciate you talking.
Oh, man. It's just hilarious. And
you know, the international Jews are behind this division.
Oh, it's the Jews. Okay, so this is where the Nazis are. Okay.
The international Jews have really created our immigration laws without any democratic consultation. And they're taking our money as well. The Rothschilds, all roads lead to the Rothschilds. So 30% of our money is all going to private Rothschild bankers in the city of London. So they're hurting your future. I mean, you're part of our future. You're young. You're the future. I'm trying to protect your future. What can I do? How can we protect your future?
I don't know. This whole thing seems to be kind of a waste of time. So not being here and like doing something that you think actually contributes to like the health, well-being of your community.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's kind of a waste of time. Eh?
Like, take a stand. No fascist things on stolen land. I just want to make sure that nobody gets hurt and nobody gets too stressed out. Because this thing, is stressful. I've been to protests. I don't understand. I do understand. Or is this so, everyone's so passionate about what their beliefs and they want to run around and hold a sign and be all like, this is my opinion, and like, go out and live your opinion. Unless you're harming people. Don't fuck up people. I don't agree with that opinion.
But do you think the system or our governments are harming us gradually? Like they're taxing us, we're poor, they're harming us gradually. So we have to do something about us being harmed. I think we can't just turn our backs on our society. We have to really confront our governments, don't you think? So it's hard. We're kind of fucked. Like, look at your generation. My parents' generation had lots of money, bought a house, dad had 5 kids. We can't afford that. So,
No. But why is it, how is it the Jews' fault?
Huh?
How is it the Jews' fault?
Well, they control the Federal Reserve, the Bank of Canada, and they're basically private Jewish bankers in the city of London through the Rothschild family are taxing us, and it's going to private rather than...
Is it because they're Jewish, though?
Well, they're elite Jewish. They're really well organized.
Is it because they're Jewish that?
Well, I don't know. It's just their conduct, their actions.
So,
they're taxing us a lot. They're taking our money through the Federal Reserve, and they're doing
really
it behind the scenes.
Rich elites who happen to be Jews.
Well, they're really rich elites, but they're basically governed by Rothschild's arm and this Talmudic thinking. So it is Talmudic thinking. So it's actually Jewish, elite Jewish behind it. It's not just rich people.
But, like, you don't think all Jews believe in that, right?
Oh, no. In fact, it says in the Protocols of Zion, they keep this a secret for the Jewish people themselves because they have a conscience. So they don't want the Jewish people themselves to know.
So you're not anti-Jew, you're anti-elites.
That's correct.
But why do you say the Jews when you're talking about it?
I should say elite. Like,
that doesn't bring people to want to listen to you.
I should say international Jews, elite Jews, or more particularly the Rothschild Zionist Talmudists. So it's not just the Jews, it's the Rothschild Zionist Talmudists. So Talmudus shows their actual belief system, their philosophy. Whereas most Jews, they're not into the Talmud. Some are adverse to it. They don't study it. Most of them are atheists anyways. But rabbis know they're Talmudus. Yeah, so they're really ones taking our money, undermining our society. They really want to create a lot of division. They love to see one side fighting the other. They work through divide and conquer. That's right. I'm not really against the left. I feel the left and the right really don't understand how they're being played against each other. So I'm actually a Buddhist teacher by profession and trying to create a more peaceful resolution. But
Buddhist and... Wait. But are you self-identified Nazi?
I taught the Vancouver School Board. I taught Buddhism for 17 years here in adult ed courses.
So. Are you white supremacist or a Nazi?
No.
No?
Well,
I was told the guy with the camera and the sheepskin goat was that, but or maybe not. I'm like out about it. Like you.
Hey, we should stay in touch. Give me an email address. I want to interview you for my talk show.
Don't want to do that, but okay. I'll probably see you again.
Well, sure.
I recognize you.
I'm not. I'm definitely not a Hollywood Nazi.
Yeah. I just thought, the whole reason I'm wearing this mask, man, is part of the whole, going to these events, some people are a lot of people here are really nice.
Thank you.
They just want to talk. But other people, and even the nice people, are, the kind of people who are, picking faces, and they're like, you got a camera,
You don't have to say your name if you don't want to.
Yeah, you just picking faces, and then you look like, you know, the Scientologists.
Yeah.
When protests have happened there, and then the Scientologists come out, and certain people are going around taking pictures and taking names, and then they go on social media and then find the people and then harass them. I don't want to be harassed online. I gotta already get harassed.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you expressing yourself. Are you with Antifa or the communists?
I'm anti-fascist, but I don't like to be with anything in particular. I'm very neutral when I come to these things.
Well, that's good.
No hate, no state, no borders, no problems. Yeah, that's kind of...
Well, good of you to express yourself, but I would say international Jews have a goal. They have a very deep hatred for white European Christian society, so they're trying to open up our borders to undermine the white race. So there is an agenda against white people, particularly in white countries with massive immigration. International Jews are the ones behind this.
Wait, so Jews aren't white?
No, they regard themselves as Jews, even though they look white to us. They think of themselves as a distinct...
Is this the Italian white, the North and the South whites, who think that they're both the real whites?
Well, the Jews think of themselves as Jews. I mean, they don't want to think of themselves as just white. They think of themselves as Jews.
Okay. You feel oppressed by... The elite
Jews
who happen to be Jews.
Well, yeah, they're trying to undermine all of humanity. They're trying to take over the entire world. They state this themselves. They look at Jewish publications, what they write amongst themselves. Professor Kevin McDonald's best book about it called Culture Critique. He's a professor of psychology, University of California, Long Beach. Describes, Jewish power in the 20th century, what their goals are, how they control their immigration laws. They do have a very deep hatred for white European Christian society, so they're the ones behind our immigration laws. So there's never been any democratic discussion about immigration, whereas demographics is the most important aspect of any nation, is who lives there. And our immigration laws changed in 1965, United States and Canada, about a dozen Western countries, all controlled behind the scenes by Jewish lawyers. This has all been proven in Kevin McDonald's work. So this is something that's factual, but since they own the media, people don't know this. So the problem is, percentages of people who know, we're small percentages of people, and the majority have a vote, so we're losing this battle.
Just so you know, your friends are all over on the side. They just want to make sure everybody comes together.
Okay.
Well, you're obviously welcome to stay.
Oh, he's good. He's good.
No, I am going to go there. I just realized.
But I'm trying to...
Just so you know.
Oh, thank you.
I'm trying to convert you here.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, how about I give you my card? You give me a call sometime.
Sure, why not? Give me your card.
Let me give you a good card. I just happen to have it on me here.
Take card.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate your input. It's hard to get anyone to talk, so I appreciate you expressing yourself. Thank you very much.
Well, don't remix my voice.
No. I'll keep you the way you are. Thank you. Well, I had a chance to actually explain some of the real evidence and explain myself. So it's good that I tried to actually communicate it and he listened. So that was good. That was a good exchange. So I hope he calls. Maybe I can convert someone from the other side, if he was decided or not. So I actually interviewed one of these black Antifa, had a really good talk with him, was almost converting him.
What, the total deal?
Yeah, well,
everything I said to him, he agreed with me.
Wow.
Yeah. On immigration and the carbon tax, he agreed with me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
He was for taking in white South African refugees, too.
I was talking about the immigration laws changed since 1965 and Jewish lawyers.
Based black man.
So some of them were listening. How was your exchange? You want to say something for the Brian Rue Show, Squatting Slavery? You're the guest of honor here. It's the first time I've had you in person. We've done a video together online.
Thank you for the opportunity, Brian. You have a great show going. I know you were facing a lot of censorship, just like my channel. You know, this was a typical sort of encounter with Antifa today.
Have you met them before?
I've met them several times. I've been to a few protests. They were very strong in terms of numbers today. I've never seen this many members out today. They really, you know, rallied their forces today. But in terms of any, you know, interesting or intelligent dialogue, it was far and few between. You know, very, very few of them were open to speaking. Very few of them were open to, you know, any kind of dialogue, any kind of critical thinking for that matter. They were trying to drown us out with noise. You know, the typical Antifa tactics. So, it's great. I mean, I came out here to support the cause, and I'll try to make it up to as many of these protests as possible. And I'm happy that I see you here, that you're standing behind the cause, because, you know, we need as many people as possible on our side. Here, you know, here in person, doing our thing. So, great seeing you. Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you back. So,
thank you for being here.
This video is dependent upon listeners' support, so please donate at the link below. Please like and subscribe. You can copy these videos wherever you like.